Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey. Welcome to our special web broadcast of the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 5:02, up 9.5 on the open. July, 4.98, up 9. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4.86, up 11.5 on the open. July, 5.02, up 13. September, 5.03, up 6.5. December, 5.10, up 4. March, 5.09, down 3 on the open. May corn opened at 367.5, up 4 on the open. July, 380, up 4.75. September, 379, up 2.75. December, 379.5, down 2. March, 387.5, down 3.5. May, 393, down 4 on the open. May soybeans opened at 717, up 1.5 on the open. July, 735, up 2.75. August, 742, up 2.5. September, 749.5, up 4.5. November, 763, up 3.5. January, 772, up 3. March, 778.5, up 1.5. May, 783, up 2. May soybean meal opened at 198.50, up 160 on the open. July, 204, up 80. May soybean oil open at 31.42, up 35 on the open. July, 32, even, up 35. At the Merck, April feeders open at 107.20, down 7.5 on the open. May, 108.10, down 20. August, 111.35, up 7.5. September, 110.35, up 5 on the open. April live cattle open at 97, down 12.5 on the open. June, 92.75, down 7.5. August, 90.95, down 15. October, 94.80, down 22.5 on the open. May lean hogs open at 75.90, up 10 on the open. June, 77.30, up 70. July, 77.70, up 57.5. August, 71.10, up 40 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 103 even, down 20 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Would it be fair to say that of corn, wheat, and beans, technically speaking, soybeans has the weakest charts?
Soybeans has been the one that's been drifting downward here as the wheat market has climbed higher and as the corn market has tried to at least stabilize here after the the March 30th crop report.
So let's look at the soybeans then before we go ahead and look at some positive news on perhaps on the wheat and the corn. You've often told me that beans move in 60-cent pieces, and off of the February highs of 822, we're around 734-ish or thereabouts. Would that suggest we might have another 15 to 20 cents to the downside?
Well, that's possible, but they are terribly oversold. And I think are probably open to a pretty good, sharp, short covering rally. And as I kid everybody, as soon as I'd go in there and sell about 100 beans, that thing probably go limit up, probably be the best up day of the year. But it is terribly oversold with all of this anticipation or expectations that soybean acres are growing because the corn plantings are getting off to a slow start. Some of this wheat acres may be switched to soybeans and whatnot. And, you know, I think we're just in one of these windows where really nobody really knows what's going on, and I think that is why we're seeing some choppy trade. And, you know, one day we're increasing corn acres, and the other day we're taking corn acres away. But we are shifting that mix, and there's just a lot of speculation of how these overall acres may end up, you know, at the end of the day. But at least for now, what got old crop corn going is a couple things. You know, all that early corn in the southern areas that was expected to be harvested in August and start moving into the export pipeline, that all got frosted, so they're back to ground zero, so they don't have all that inventory around. And then the corn planting delays or the slowness of the old new crop planting, that makes that by itself makes old crop corn more valuable because we're slowing down the movement of new crop harvest and whatnot, and especially these ethanol plants in the northern corn belt. I mean, Iowa has got and Minnesota's got a slug of ethanol plants that need to get some new corn coming in there, and if they get into planting delays, that delays a lot of that inventory. So old crop corn is becoming a little more valuable because of that, and you're just getting a flat, you know, spillover strings from a much smaller wheat crop, because that indicates that there will be, you know, a pickup of old crop corn feeding here through the summer months versus the wheat. So you've got a lot of stuff stirring up the pot in here, and I think we're just, you know, kind of shaking it out. But technically, the wheat market looks real good. It looks like a major low has been formed. Fundamentals that kind of support that is a smaller U.S. crop, and we do have it looks like a shrinking Ukraine wheat crop, and so the whole world wheat balance sheet may be turning much more price positive than what everybody thought it was here just 2 or 3 weeks ago.
What is your upside objective for a short covering rally in soybeans, and over what time frame?
Well, we first got to get a bottom confirmed in here, and we haven't got one necessarily in soybeans. Now, we do have soybeans up here today on soybean oil strength. We had a lot of world vegetable oil pricing done overnight. You had Malaysian palm oil prices up sharply, so beans are benefiting from that. But my guess is that we will at least retrace something like 40% of what we've lost off our highs at some point in time. But beans may be the last to get that job done. I think that has to be, corn has to be led by wheat. And wheat's, you know, wheat, I haven't double checked, but I think we've gone from a yearly low in wheat to a yearly high in wheat here in a matter of 20 days. So that's telling us that we've seen a major reversal take place, you know, in the wheat fundamentals.
Does it bother you at all that over the last several sessions, wheat has started off gangbusters and then given up much of its gains by the end of the session?
No, that doesn't. I mean, that's part of the trade. I mean, that's the locals down there buying it, taking profits at the end, running the stops and whatnot. That's part of the function. As long as you're closing higher for the day and making headways to the upside, the trend's up.
Are you suggesting then that you know, within the next few sessions, we fill that gap left over from 26 February, 4 cent gap in the July basis, and then maybe take a run at the contract high at 518?
Well, I don't know about that. I think the wheat market might be ready for a breather. We've had a good run the last couple of weeks. We've got a good run here today, so the wheat market might be due for a breather, but I think ultimately all those objectives are going to be met.
All right. Turn your attention to corn technically and tell me what the charts suggest to you where we'll be in the next 14 days.
Well, the only thing I can say about corn is that it looks like it's trying to make a stand. It got a pretty good stinging there after the March 30th report with a 90 million acre estimate. Then a little larger supply around than what we thought based upon the January stocks report. And, of course, you know, you had the early planting in the far southern areas, but now that's, you know, come to an end. They got to start all over again on that. So corn's trying to make a stand here, and I think trying to see whether or not this weather pattern is going to delay corn planting or the pace of corn planting enough that one can begin to start shaving some acres back. One maybe can begin to shave back average yield potentials. You know, in the near term here, we're going to get some corn planted here over the next 4 or 5 days, depending upon where you're at. And it's just almost extremely difficult to get corn to rally when the corn planters are rolling.
So are you thinking that we have to keep a close eye then on the April lows, for example, to see whether or not corn can hold a stand there?
It would not be good to go down and make new lows for the month on any of this stuff. The market has a tendency to kind of go opposite of the dominant trend of the month in the last week of April. And so that's why I think if the corn market can kind of hold in here, and then if the weather forecasts are correct next week for a wet, cold week, maybe we could get some end-of-the-month short covering activity out of corn, and we could maybe rally corn into a late April, early May type high.
So something above, then, what, 394, the December basis, maybe?
Well, I don't know. You know, you can pick the number. Probably $4 are going to be pretty good resistance at this point. So anything under $4, you'll probably see some people fading the $4 number on December corn.
So producers turning their attention to the fields, do they need to do anything with their marketing at this point?
Well, I'm not necessarily sure that I'm going to advise anybody to do anything specifically today, but I guess I do want to catch a recovery rally. Probably everybody's in that mode to catch a recovery rally, and we'll have to make a judgment call at that point. To get at least something done on the new crop, and do some more on the old crop, or at least get old crop inventories down to the point that that's kind of like our riverboat inventories. See what happens as we go on in. But I think the corn market, I'm optimistic that we can put together a summer rally in corn. It's just going to maybe take a little while for that to unfold.
And you're still in the camp that if the market's going to pop off an acreage loss, we won't know that until maybe May 13th or thereafter.
Well, I think we'll know about it, but the market may not necessarily respond to it. Like I said, the market is schizophrenic. As long as there's chances that corn can get planted and all of it can get planted, they will be patient on it. And then all of a sudden it'll realize, golly, not all of that 90 got planted. And then you'll have some big guru come out and say, you know, corn plantings are only going to be 86 million or 88 million. And then that'll stir up, some short covering activity.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's look at some current ticks in Kansas City. May wheat 504, up 11.5. July 499, up 1. At the Board of Trade, May wheat 488.5, up 14. July 501.5, up 12.5. September 504, up 7.5. May corn 364.25, up 3/4. July 375.5, up 1/4. December 375.5, down 6. March 2008, 380. 386 down 5. Next July, 398 down 2.5. Looking at Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in central and southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, mostly during the morning. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs ranging from around 50 along the Chicago lakefront to 65 in the far south. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows from 35 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs ranging from 57 along the Chicago lakefront to around 70 degrees in the south. Wind speeds today, 8 to 16 miles per hour. The minimum afternoon relative humidity ranging between around 40% in southern Illinois to 60% in northern Indiana. And Ed says look for open weather for field work for this weekend across the two-state region. This is Dave Dickey.